everybody. Welcome back to the Stapled Together podcast for the comic book release week of January 22nd, 2020. I'm Ooze.
I'm Sudon.
And I'm Peachy.
And we're going to talk about comics and stuff.
And stuff.
First time in this decade, guys.
Yeah,
at first. Since last year.
Yeah, over the last decade even, yeah. And this is our first episode of season 3.
Yeah.
Season 3.
Season 3 of the show.
Season 3. We're going to go start off with news.
Yeah.
Sudon, what news do you have for us?
No news is like good news is like bad news is like news. That's our new news song. I hope you liked our new news song.
New news.
It's great.
Good news. Yeah. My news is pretty awful. It's pretty awful because J.J. Abrams is coming for our DC universe.
There's mixed emotions there. I don't know whether I should be hopeful or scared. I mean, he's done some good stuff.
I'm just getting ahead of the negative press because, you know, the toxic fans are going to come out and start blaming him just like they said he ruined Star Wars. Ruined Star Trek. He didn't.
No.
Yeah,
there's a lot of that, and especially like you were saying, that episode 9 is the lowest rated episode at this point.
On Rotten Tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
But who cares about those things? Because like, Rotten Tomatoes is bot. I don't really trust it.
Yeah,
I don't trust it either,
I trust the audience critiques, not the critic critiques.
But I'm curious about what he's going to do. Apparently he's on board to, or his robot productions.
Bad Robot.
Yeah, them too. They're on board to direct, produce TV series and movies that are tied with the Justice League Dark franchise, which has been one deal. Guillermo del Toro was once on board to be doing it.
Right.
And then he went off and did Marmalade or whatever movie he does. But I don't even know if that's a real movie. It should be.
Scary Stories.
It's delicious on toast.
Scary Stories.
Oh, right. That's right. It was actually pretty good. And we own that digitally. Yeah. I'm surprised I don't watch
it. We talked about it in our Halloween episode.
Oh, that's right.
Which was our last episode of last week.
No Christmas episode. We missed that one. Dropped the ball on that one. My bad. I was Siak.
But we did see Star Wars.
We did.
Oh, yeah.
The
lowest rated Star Wars film in the franchise.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Well, you know, J.J. touched that one. Honestly, he had to come back to a mess of a problem. Like, I didn't really hate Episode 8.
I loved Episode 8.
I loved it. I thought it was great. And honestly, he had to do something. So, of course, he was going to get a lot of hate no matter what.
Yeah.
And it's a franchise that's so split. So, I'm expecting the same kind of reception when they come in for the DC realm. DC's already in turmoil, so, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing great on the TV realm, still behind, but we know the spoilers. Thanks, all you people who like to put out
Grant
spoilers.
Grant Gustin.
Right. Great
buddy.
CW.
Like, come on.
On the heels of the Star Wars and TV shows and things and whatnot. Man, that Mandalorian, though, right?
Mm. Oh, Mandalorian.
Yeah, if you guys haven't gotten a chance to check it out, I highly recommend at least getting a free trial or getting with a friend that has a service.
Binge it.
Yeah, oh yeah, pay for the year.
Just pay for the year, because we got so much coming out. We got with the Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
It should just be Falcon, because nobody cares about the other guy. We got WandaVision.
Yeah.
Loki,
that comes out.
And that's just on the Marvel side.
For Marvel. When's Kenobi slated for?
It's for enough for another couple of years, but okay. I mean we're getting a Kenobi series.
Yes, with Ian McGregor.
McGregor, which is
awesome
great
stuff.
A lot of news dropped over the break.
Yeah, so much.
I'm excited for that, and I'm excited Clone Wars is coming up here soon.
Season 7, final season.
So lots of incentive to get the Disney Plus and Mandalorian. I mean, they had that breakout star IG-11, isn't he? Thing? We're going to see the plushies of that guy.
Oh, for sure.
All over the place. I just want to cuddle up to IG-11.
To baby IG-11.
Baby IG-11.
Yeah.
Because nobody baby cares about droids. Anything else in that show.
Love baby assassin droids.
Yeah.
It's a star-studded cast too. There's so many people in that show. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I definitely have to rate it at about a 10 out of 10 staples.
Wow.
There is, like, I've watched that 4 times.
You have watched it 4 times,
yeah. At this point, I watched it, and same with, like, Star Trek, which we're gearing up to watch Picard coming out.
Yeah, so, yeah, like, tomorrow.
So many Star stuff coming. It's great.
Yeah.
But
Stargirl. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, and Disney Stargirl.
Yeah.
There's two different.
This is true.
But yeah, it's just, I am curious to see, like, what they're going to do, because season 2 is already coming for Mandalorian.
Yeah.
We already got that one, which we were all like, what?
Yeah, there's a thing at the end of that show that made me happy.
That and it's already slated for a third season. It was approved for a third season,
nice.
Which is good stuff.
Yeah, Dave Filoni and what's his face happy over there?
John Favreau.
I've seen all these articles popping up everywhere, like Favreau in charge of the Star Wars now. Like the news coming down that he is, and I'm like, I would not have a problem with that.
Me neither.
He's good at handling franchises. I mean, he started the Marvel franchise.
Yeah.
So
he's like, that was 10 years of my life. What can I do now?
Right.
And this has been a long time coming. They both worked. And Filoni's a god.
Oh yeah, he's man.
Straight up genius. I can't hate anything, and I am like so waiting for Ooze to finally catch up. She's almost there.
I'm more than halfway through.
Well, that's cool, because we're going to start watching it now.
Yeah, with me.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe we should do that. We're almost done with Smallville.
Yeah. We can break for a little bit and watch Clone Wars. But I want to pay attention.
Same.
Because I haven't seen it yet. So.
We gotta put our heads together and come up with the time to do that so we can get through that.
Yeah.
That next season drops February 21st.
Really?
Yeah. Of
Impractical Jokers, the movie, also comes out that day.
That's right, yeah. Which I'm hoping to go see also.
Yeah. Sudan doesn't care.
But. No, that's a week later. That was going to be like Pokemon, this movie that they remade the first movie into
the
CGI.
First movie?
That finally is coming out on Netflix. Pokemon Day. I don't know if it's the 21st of February or the 27th. I thought Picard was the 27th and it's coming.
Yeah,
so
tomorrow.
I'm off a lot by a lot of this stuff. So, but yeah, I mean, Google it.
Yeah, do that.
Did you have anything else?
I don't. I mean, other than that they announced that there are new Star Trek shows coming.
I
feel like we've discussed that a couple times, but continue.
Since the ones that we know about, which is, you know, we've confirmed.
Oh, yeah. You're
season
right.
4 is coming for Discovery, when we haven't even seen season 3 yet.
Right.
Season 2 and 3 of Picard are coming, and we haven't even got 1.
And?
Lower Decks.
Yeah. And?
And we're getting more Short Treks.
And
they finally have said, yes, we're finally going to get the Christopher Pike Enterprise series with Romaine Stamos, Ethan Peck, and Anson Mount reprising their roles. So that's, they're like, we've listened to you guys. We know you guys want this. So we're working on it. So. And then we also got the Section 31 series still coming.
Both superb parts of Season 2.
Exactly.
Of that series.
It's so great. And I just, you know, a friend of mine just finished watching Season 2 and was like, why did I sleep on this? I'm like, because everybody thinks they need to sleep on Star Trek. My two favorite shows started with Star last year.
Right.
I'm assuming all my favorite shows this year are going to start with Star this year.
Great.
But the other thing is we're getting the Tarantino, you know, movie.
I'm hearing rumor that may not actually happen.
I heard that he's like pushing it, and then we're also getting another reboot. So
that's right. So much Star Trek.
Also, Star Wars has new movies coming too. No more trilogies, but that's all I'm going to say there.
Yeah, and since we're talking about movies, we've got a lot of great movies coming out next year.
This year.
Or this year, yeah, excuse 2020. Me, this 2020, this year.
He's still Christmas. He wants to do Christmas.
Yeah. Some of our, you know, some favorites, like Sudan loves Sonic the Hedgehog. We'll see Sonic on screen and stuff.
That comes out in a couple weeks.
Yeah. But to hit a couple of comic book-based movies that are coming out next week that some of us are excited for, we've got Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn on February 7th.
It's got Ewan McGregor.
It does have Ewan McGregor.
Yeah, as the Black Mask in that, yeah. The King's Man, which is a Kingsman prequel.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was told that it wasn't. No,
it is.
Okay.
That's out on Valentine's
it's
Day.
It's about Voldemort creating the King's
Man.
That's out. Yeah, Valentine's Day, February 14th, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Same day as Sonic.
Oh, really? Okay. Vin Diesel's Bloodshot. That's out March 13th. The last trailer on that one was pretty cool. Pretty excited about that.
Still should have got David Boreanaz.
Yeah, David Boreanaz would have been great for that. You've seen some of those covers. Yeah, yeah.
He won't get buff enough.
He can't do the action no more.
That's okay. Put him in a leather jacket, he'll be fine.
One of the movies I'm most excited for next year is going to be New Mutants. That's, of course, with Game of Thrones' Maisie Williams as the Wolfsbane character. That's scheduled for an April 3rd release.
Officially the first of Phase 4.
It ties into the MCU, confirmed by Feige,
which is probably why it's been pushed back so far, because they're right. We need it to actually tie in.
Well, I like that they did that. Just to say, I've mentioned this before, but we need to save it for the podcast always. We always were like, okay, so they were supposed to come out, 2014 or something like that?
2016.
They got pushed back. It was Fox's own. Now Fox was bought by Disney, and we were like, oh, what are they doing with the New Mutants? Because, you know, obviously they're looking forward to incorporate the mutants into the MCU with Fantastic Four or all the other lame series. But New Mutants was just this lost IP just sitting there. You know, this film that was made, finished. Where does it go? We were like, I had the theory, like, oh, well, if they delay it and they'll put it on Disney Plus,
right?
If it's staying as a Fox,
right?
If they put it into theaters, that means they did something to MCU it.
Right.
A couple weeks later, they confirmed Feige, right?
Yeah,
it was Feige. He said, "Yes, these are in the MCU." So I'm like that went from I don't care. Who cares about a Fox Mutants franchise besides Deadpool? They're dead.
Right.
I'm not saying I hated them all. I'm just saying it's gone. Move on. Hey, they're wrong. But I'm excited now if this is Wolfsbane magic, you know, all these other characters are like, what?
Characters
those are
that
mutants?
Are currently in the current run of New Mutants, which is awesome. You know, that second trailer gave us a better idea of who exactly we were looking at. Not that the first one didn't, but it was a little bit more extended actual trailer rather than a teaser. So
the sword was involved.
Yeah.
That's what gave it away. Couldn't pinpoint anybody until I was like, is that magic? Did they just make this legitly mutant? Like, what?
And I'm loving the cast, too. I'm loving the people they got for these characters. So, and I'm reading that new run myself. I'm not, you know, this is my first delve into that series, but I'm liking what I'm reading, and I can totally see, you know, these characters being played by those actors. So.
And it's a horror, so it's going to be completely out of the realm of what we're really used to in these films.
It looks like a horror genre movie, right? At the very least.
But one last thing, and I know we'll touch about it on this when it comes out, because we're probably going to see it, because it's part of the Marvel Universe, except for Thor. We need to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-Taika Thor.
Right.
I lost my thought. This is actually a part of a storyline that was actually within the comics, like a Shadow Bear saga or something like that.
Right.
It was an actual storyline that people have been able to pick out. Like, they did this, which is like, that makes me even more intrigued, because they've done a good job with adapting it. And if they did that and they adapted it to fit the MCU, I'm curious how all of it's going to play.
Right.
But we'll talk about that, I'm sure, when we get closer to that time frame.
We got that drop of that Morbius trailer, I almost forgot, too, which looks pretty damn good. We'd gotten a teaser trailer before we got the full trailer, first full trailer, recently, which was great, I thought. Tying into the MCU.
I was straight up, but like, not only did they go, you know, from the maker, people who brought you this, you know, the last three, you know, Spider-Man movies, but...
Right.
I'm like, whoa, that end there.
Yeah, a surprise guest at the end.
Yeah, for sure. Check out that trailer if you haven't gotten a chance. But as far as that, I mean, the only other comic book related movie that we have coming out, DC still has Ray Fisher's Cyborg movie slated for release next year. Initially set for an April 13th release, but I tried to do a little bit of digging into that. I didn't get the full story on it, but that's also another one that's slated for next year. Is Morbius next year?
Morbius is end of this year.
End of this year?
Yes.
Okay, I just said this year. I keep saying next year, damn it.
Yeah, well, I remind you, there's an asterisk that would probably be in the description below.
Yeah.
This is not a 2019 anymore RPG.
Yeah, I can't get over it.
Yeah, it's understandable, because most of them haven't updated yet.
Right.
But we also got Black Widow.
Oh, yeah, Black Widow. I completely skipped over Black Widow there.
Which is giving me more incentive. The first trailer I wasn't impressed with.
Yeah.
The second trailer I went, okay.
We'll watch it.
I will. I'm interested.
Yeah.
But... yeah, there's a lot coming out, but the one, I have to say this, the one movie, besides Sonic, that's coming out this year that will be most excellent.
Oh!
That is probably going to be every last one of these films.
August 21st.
Is, June 6th.
Ayo!
Oh, they moved it?
June 6th is Stars
they did.
I saw.
That's right. Yeah, they did.
Bill and Ted's, Bonk. 3.
Yeah.
Face the Music, and that's going to be great. I still think they should play the Super Bowl, but that's me. But that's all I'm excited about this year.
Yeah, I mean, lots of good stuff coming up this year.
Like Ghostbusters?
Yeah, there's a lot.
What'd you have for us?
Mine's like baby news. Like,
that's okay.
Compared to your guys's.
Kept it hidden from us.
Yeah, I'm just really excited. I'm sure people have already seen it on Instagram and everything if they follow certain people. Today, Wonder Woman 750 came out.
Yeah.
A 75th anniversary of Wonder Woman this year, whatever. Related, Flash 750 will be coming out.
Nice.
Art and stories featured in it will be Francis Manpaul.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Which I'm super excited about, because he does Flash just overall very, very well. He did New 52 Flash, and the art was just amazing. And I've only read parts of the story, but I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Next month?
If you stare at the Barry Allen
for that's why I keep... I'm like, you'll give me the answers, right?
He'll give you the answer.
I think it's next month. It might be later. But I don't
remember.
That would
be interesting.
Yeah, I'm just very, very
so
excited for it.
So they're doing it, that a culmination of just a bunch of stories and artists.
Yeah, in the fashion of Action Detective Comics, Marvel Comics 1000,
nice.
And Wonder Woman 750.
Cool. That Marvel 1000, they were like single-page stories.
Huh.
Yeah, one or two
cool.
pages, yeah.
Yeah.
See, it'll be cool to see what he does, because I haven't hated any of the writing that I've seen him do and stuff for Flash, so. Not that I collect a lot of it, but what I have read is pretty good.
Yeah.
I love his art.
Yeah.
Which is great art.
Yeah.
It'll be good to see, as long as it's not Jim Lee's.
Jim Lee Flash is just not...
He scares me.
It's sad, honestly.
Yeah.
I thought that was DC Zombies for a second there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Francis Manapal, back on Flash. That's what I've been keeping a secret from you guys for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy moly, and I do follow him. I just haven't seen anything.
You're just like, oh, he's drawing Flash again.
Yeah.
I follow him and a bunch of others. They get lost in a sea of Pokemon, so... Mm-hmm. I don't get to see a lot of that.
Toys.
But that's cool. That's pretty interesting. I like that they're doing these big books, although it's hell to store them.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily fit in the norm. Hush, little one. You're making noises. The baby cat's here, enjoying us. It's the time to sleep.
Dulcet tones.
But, yeah, that's cool. I'm looking forward to that. How many covers are we getting?
I don't know. Gosh. One per decade, probably. Same as every other one.
I like that they do that. Although, honestly, and the one thing about the Full Circle I'm looking forward to reading on that one, I hope they do it with a lot more books, is they did... When writer starts it, puts this art character into a situation, then the next writer has to...
Like, comic telephone?
Yeah, and that's how they did it. It had a bunch of it in just one issue, and I'm like, that's fun. So
it's not too much different from the Marvel method, actually. You know, they don't go full script like DC does. They go off of, usually based off of art. Write the story off of that, or, you know, the artist can request something, or writer can request something, you know, just small direction,
nice.
But, or whatever, but it's cool.
I'm curious how they're going to, like, develop the story, if it'll be one full story or multiple stories within an issue.
Yeah.
Because Superman had multiple stories, but I think it was also written by multiple...
Yeah, so was Batman yeah. or Detective, and I know Wonder Woman was, because I felt through it a little bit.
Nice.
Buy it.
I didn't even buy it. This is true.
Comic book faux pas. Well, awesome. That's a lot of awesome news. There's probably a ton more.
Oh, yeah.
That we've left out.
But, yeah, let us know what stuff that you thought was news that we didn't cover.
Yeah.
Comment, subscribe, like.
Yeah, find Facebook, us. Twitter,
Instagram.
Best place to find us right now is Spotify and YouTube. We're both
listening.
Those locations.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be a little inconsistent because we have a problem with CastBox right now. But you can still hear us there. But lots of place to listen to us. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, show.
Anyways, let's get to the comic book reviews for this week. Sudan, what books did you have?
Red books.
Three? Three red book.
She's on the books. I'm like, she's actually like pressing down. Like, she's like, stop. With both paws, like pressing down. I'm like, don't bend my books. So I read Transformers Ghostbusters number 2, Justice League number 28. Oh wait, this was in July.
July.
Julie.
This week, I had to do a little bit of catching up with Amazing Spider-Man.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. I had, let's see, 8 Spider-Man books to read today. All written by Nick Spencer.
Right.
I believe he's still doing it. Art by Patrick Gleason. I think it kind of went oddly for a little bit, too.
They alternate
issues. It's really... I think of the issue I looked at, it said Gleason, so I'm like, alright. I think he actually did the 38. Number 38 is the one we picked up. I picked up the Phil Noto cover, which is the Marvel's...
X
cover. It looked cool to me, nothing against the Bruce Wayne one, but...
that was actually the Foreigner, not Peter Parker.
The Traveler.
The
that one was pretty good. I read a lot of the books, and for the most part, they all were averaged between 7 and 8s out of 10s. Pretty interesting story. Although there's some cop out things, you know, because uncar plot. But the last one, I mean, I thought that was cool, but I'm still kind of, like, lost in the whole 2099. Like, what was all that about?
Yeah, it was kind of confusing, and then it just ended.
Yeah, and then now we're into, like, uh-oh, what's next?
Yeah. Kind of in a holding pattern-ish.
Kind of, like, you know, I'm like, yeah, really, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
But I'll still collect it. I'm sure they're building up something, because they got Centipede guy still playing around.
Yeah, right.
Whoever the hell that guy is.
Did he... No. I thought, no, I was like, it's Weasel. No, it wasn't Weasel. That was Deadpool. Yeah. That was Deadpool. He was the dude that was the mysterious guy. Next book I had to read, not a lot of, because I actually caught up the last issue, or last time. It was Middle West, but I had to read two books on that one, which averaged an 8 for each of them. Nice. Number 14, we're continuing. I kind of forgot that he kind of got kidnapped in the last one. There's the cover for that one.
Was he abducted?
Is it the boy at the end?
Huh?
The boy at the end?
Yeah. The...
Ah. Scotty Young's character, the boy at the end.
Yes.
Wears a gas mask.
Yes. No.
I figured, but...
No. It's just he... He's on some farm, which is farming fuel of some sort, and they're kind of forced to be kidnapped, and, like, children forced into labor, but his dad's coming still. Huh. The huge storm is still on the way, but it was super cool. Continued writing by Scotty Young, art by George Corona, and the cover was done by George Corona, or Jorge, I'm sorry, it's probably Jorge, but the pick of the week, I picked it. You know, because there was more to read, but I didn't get to it. Because it's everybody's got to have a year one Ghostbusters year one.
Nice. Yeah, I was curious about that, because didn't Zed come in during year one?
It's super cool. Hang on to your... Hold on to your butts there. continue writing by Eric Burnham.
Burnham.
Art by Dan Schoening, and Luis Antonio Delgado is the colorist. He's great. He always throws stuff on the Instagrams about what he's working on, and it's cool to see. But Schoening and Delgado did the cover. This is what it says on the back here, kind of give you an idea.
I forgot to look at my writers and
artists. Oh, so that's distracted. It says, in anticipation of the new Ghostbusters feature film coming to theaters, summer 2020. I thought that one was coming out Christmas.
No.
Yeah, so did I.
It's a summer, kids riding bicycles in the 80s movie, guys. Except that it's not the 80s, it's the nows.
And Paul Rudd's in it.
But it says, we look back at the boys and Gray's first year on the job, showcasing never-before-seen adventures by the fan-favorite and critically acclaimed creative team and writer Eric Burnham, artist Dan Schoening, and colorist Delgado. So it's super neat as they kind of follow Winston after the events of the first movie.
Okay.
But he talks about what happened to him before, like how he ended up at the Ghostbusters.
Right.
And his first actual bust wasn't the Gozer. He had been on other busts between that and then the Gozer event.
Huh.
And they go into his interview with Janine. They do the full interview. She's like, look, I'm not even going to look at your resume. And then reads out her famous line, do you believe spook specters or ghosts, blah, blah, blah. Do you believe in the theory of Atlantis?
Paycheck.
And he says that line for line.
Nice.
They're doing a documentary on the Ghostbusters, and so they're kind of like, well, didn't they just do this? And I got to show you this. One thing, one of the guys that they interviewed made me really happy that they brought this character back, because he says, like, maybe three lines in the whole movie. And you'll recognize him, because he was the same character in every one of his films in the 80s.
Oh, nice.
Look at the name.
Nice.
Sorry, I cannot read that. Ah.
The dad from Family Matters.
Yeah.
The cop from...
Die Hard.
The cop who's in Ghostbusters. The mayor wants to see you. They interview him and stuff like that. And I'm like,
that's cool.
That's cool. They play little details like that were just enough to make me happy. They talk about, they mentioned the Twinkies coming as he's trying out the backpack for the first time.
And it's one big Twinkie.
He had his first ghost was Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh.
And he was haunting a frat house, and they called the Ghostbusters because they were needing to study, and he was doing bad poetry and annoying them. And he broke away into a bunch of ravens and flew away.
Cool.
And so the last scene, they didn't actually catch him.
Right.
But the last scene was a bird in the window.
Huh.
Kind of the overstory arc, but they're telling all these little bits and pieces what's happening in between, like,
yeah,
movie events that we're familiar with. And I right. like the attention to detail was just perfection.
Huh.
There was nothing, not a single, even like Lewis Tully going, oh, save your receipts, to Janine yeah. going, or
save
even,
your receipt.
Even Sigourney Weaver's character going, oh, Lewis told you to save your receipts, didn't he? You know, kind of like.
Yeah.
It's just, it was great. It was, I really enjoyed this, and there's still a lot to it that I didn't give away. So, I gave this a 10 out of 10.
Thanks.
And I'm looking forward to the next one, and it's just, these guys know how to write Ghostbusters, and it makes me really excited to see how they're going to tie this into what's coming in the new movie. Because I'm sure they already know.
Right. So, and that art looks, I mean, definitely does justice to the characters, because easily recognizable Carl Winslow right there.
And then even then, Winston, like, his uniform, like, what he was wearing in the movie, uh-huh. they made sure to have the same pattern on his shirt.
Nice.
Like, his little plaid shirt that he was wearing, and he's all, like, he looked at the mustache, everything was perfect. I'm like, only thing that's different is he's maybe a little bit bulkier, because they had more of a Marine
right.
on this one, and I don't think he, what's-his-face was able to,
Don Jiggle? I mean, no. John Diggle, I don't know why it's
I forget the actor's name, but you know, he was an Arrow there.
Ernie Hudson,
yeah. Yeah, he wasn't a bigger guy until later on. He got, later in the 80s, he kind of got a little bit bulkier,
yeah.
but...
Actually, in that episode that I just recently saw him in, he
looks good.
Yeah, he looked normal weight. He looked back in Zed shape, so maybe that's a good sign.
John Stewart.
Nice.
But in
DC lore, he's John Stewart's grandfather.
Grandfather.
But Diggle apparently has a son named John Jr.
Right. So yeah, John, because that happened during the Flashpoint.
Flashpoint.
Yeah, he originally had a daughter. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, no, because there was Connor Hawk also, which was their adopted son? I don't know how that happened. I don't know,
but those are my books this week.
Yay!
Yeah, that was, I didn't get to Power Rangers. There's still a lot I need to read in Batman, Superman. There's still a lot to read there, too. Just not enough time.
Yeah.
I'll get to it.
Is that year one a series, or was that a one-shot?
A series.
It's a series, because it ended up with a two-to-be-continue with the Edgar Allan Poe looking in, like...
Oh, okay.
Like, okay.
Nice. Cool.
It's fun. It feels just good that they're able to write it this way, and it gives me hope.
That's awesome.
So, but... What do you got for us, Peach?
I had two little books this week. The first of which was Amazing Spider-Man, number 38, as previously mentioned, written by Nick Spencer. Did they do this one?
No, the other guy.
Okay, yeah, and forgive me, I'll have to put in my artists and writers in the episode synopsis or whatever, because
I think he did a couple pages. I think it kind of switched artists on there.
Okay.
Because I remember, like, his Jonah Jameson is like he just draws Jonah Jameson a certain way that you just,
yeah, yeah. I dug it. It is kind of a filler episode, whatever, and it was a very Jonah-centric episode, and it's kind of one of those odd couple kind of, you know, stories, which was it was pretty decent. It was fun. However, my second book was my pick of the week, and that's, I've started picking up the new run of all the X titles. This week was Marauders.
Excluding, Excalibur, sorry.
Excluding Excalibur, yes. For some reason. Mm-hmm. But, my pick this week was, Marauders number 5. Number 6. Written by Gary Duggan. I'm not exactly sure. I think Matteo Lolli might have been the artist on that one. We'll get the correct writer and artist down below.
Right.
Whatever. But, man, this book's pretty decent. And it was one that I went back and picked up the issues of. Because I was kind of kicking myself. I should have picked that one up. I should have picked New Mutants up. So I went ahead and picked those up. But Marauders is basically the whole basis of it, or the whole theme, not basis, the whole idea of the book is that Kitty Pryde can't get into Krakoa, which is the mutant haven and their own sovereign state, whatever. There's gateways to get in and whatever, so she can't pass through these gateways.
Flower won't let her, huh?
Yeah, Flower won't let her. It's for some reason, it's just not working. So she's like, "Well, I'm not gonna stay here where I can't go where everybody else can go." So she decides to take a boat and play pirate, basically.
Nice.
And she has Iceman, Storm, Pyro, and forget who else.
What's his face? Not Cable, the other one. Bishop.
Bishop, yeah. Bishop with her. They all decided to accompany her, and basically what they're doing, they're going around the world collecting mutants that are oppressed or unable to reach gateways or unable to use gateways, and getting them to Krakoa, which is super cool. I like that, whatever. So they're still fighting for mutant rights and fighting to save mutants. The popular theory for the mutants right now is that because Kate, call me Kate, doesn't like Kitty anymore.
Cool.
But the reason, or because she can't get in through the gateways, she can't be reproduced, which is something that the mutants are now doing. They were able to bring Charles Xavier back after being shot in the head. They're hatching out of these eggs. Somehow they're able to reproduce them. They just brought back, a few mutants, one of them being Wolfsbane, and stuff. But, they think that because she can't get in through the gateway, that they wouldn't be able to
reproduce her.
Yeah, to bring her back, whatever. So this is why she's kind of got this brute squad going with her, and covering her. Iceman's good friends with her, so he's gonna cover her, but Bishop's a big dude, big guns, whatever. Storm's a badass, Pyro has fire, whatever.
Pyro fire.
No, but it's a really good book. I didn't expect it to be as good as it is. Super enjoying it, and I recommend picking it up if you're an X-Men fan, if you're picking up any of the other titles. This is a pretty decent title that's still early in its run, so.
I'm only picking up the main run, and I don't know how long I'm going to keep that. I haven't read any of them, so.
X-Force is really good, too. X-Men and X-Force, but. Yeah, nice. That's my pick for the week, for nice. Sure.
And all of that was stemming from House of Ten and Powers of X.
Yeah.
Powers of Ten and House of X?
House of X and Powers of Ten, yeah.
Yeah, that way.
Yeah, which I did not read.
No, you didn't.
But that's okay. Yeah, I'm liking where these stories are going, the majority of them. Good stuff.
Cool.
Looking forward to reading, catching up, at least on the main series. It's just...
right?
So much.
A lot of books.
It'll get daunting at a while. But yeah. It's all good.
Nice. My books for this week... were Shazam number 10, continued writing by Jeff Johns and art by Eaglesham.
John Eaglesham? Eaglesham?
Was it John? Dale Eaglesham and Scott Collins art on there. A lot happened in those books. There's Mr. Mind and Dr. Savannah and Black Adam and
Captain Adam?
Black Adam and, oh, speaking of which, that's another movie that's coming out, Black Adam.
Yeah, oh yeah, but that's Rock. In 2022. Well, yeah,
eventually.
Yeah.
It's coming out eventually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so much happened.
Yeah.
They finally found the, yes, yeah, they finally right. found the last member of the Shazam family. He's an old man.
Yep.
And then I also had Far Sector number 3. DC Young Animal title, continued writing by N.K. Jemisin and art by Jamal Campbell. Also very, very good, even though it's Green Lantern. This actually was my least favorite out of the three that came out, just because not a lot happened in it. It's mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, so this happened in the last book, we're continuing off of that, and stuff is going to happen in the next book. So it's just like a mid
right.
thing.
Filler.
Yeah. She's human, and everyone in the world that she's trying to help is not human, and they don't have emotions because they went to war. It's a whole thing. I'll talk about it if that ends
emotions
up being my...
Emotions are kind of a key thing when it comes to the right. Great Lanterns.
Where she's a human, so she has emotions, but nobody around her has emotions.
Oh my.
It's a thing. Yeah, I'll talk about it if it's my pick of the week. And then my last book is Red Hood Outlaw, number 42.
nice.
Continued writing by Scott Lobdell. New artist is Paolo Pettinella.
Sounds familiar.
And then I got the Philip Tan and J. David Ramos nice. Variant.
Philip Tan, man.
Philip Tan's been doing, like, all of the variants for Red Hood, and they've been really good. I don't know why he has a sword here, but he does. And also, no action happened in this book.
None.
But it was so good, and that's why it's my pick of the week. That, and I'm sure you guys are dying to know what happened to Artemis and Bizarro.
Yeah.
Just me.
Just the both of you.
I want to know. This was one of my favorite books you're reading.
Yeah. They came back, and they were being controlled by a child for a minute that I don't remember who it was, like Puppeteer or something. Doesn't matter. Echo? No. Something like that. It doesn't matter. They came back and were being controlled by them, or being controlled by the child, and, yeah, that was the whole thing. But, last time I talked about this book, Jason was the head of a group called Generation Outlaw, which is a bunch of kids that Lex Luthor wants to become villains, because Year of the Villain is a whole thing right now.
Right.
Which, Justice League, that's a whole different mess.
It's a mess all around.
Yeah. Yeah. Just the DC universe right now is a mess.
Which is why I opted not to read Batman and Superman, because of that mess. I'm like, God, there's so much to read.
But Bizarro has a beard and a mohawk.
nice.
Is he still dumb?
He's more wise now, but he's still not very smart. I mean, he still talks like Bizarro. He's currently meditating, and, like, the kids that are in Generation Outlaw are like, oh, let's go kill him, because he's super strong, and if we could prove that we could kill him, then we can do anything. And then he, like, talks them down and is like, there's enough space in the garden for all of us to meditate. And then they all just sit down and meditate with him. I'm like, okay.
That's great. That's awesome.
Meanwhile, Artemis and Jason are at, like, a market, and they're buying apples, and then...
Onions?
No. Huh. No. Then Jason lets slip that his best friend Roy Harper died, and Artemis is like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine, obviously. And then she's like, but are you okay? And he's like, yeah. And then she's like, okay, but are you okay? And then he starts crying, and it's great. They're best friends. And
he needed that outlet. Because Batman tried.
He did try. I mean, he still cried there, but yeah, then they talk about Artemis's time in the alternate universe and how it kind of just messed her up because her weapon, the mistress, the axe, she tried to call for it while she was there, and it felt like her soul was being ripped from her body, and she doesn't have that connection with the axe anymore.
Oof.
So she wants to, go on and try and quest for that, and she doesn't know if she's still worthy of it, and Jason's like, of course you are, you're Artemis, you're not gonna stop either way if you're worthy or not, you're gonna find it. And stuff might happen, I'm not sure, there's a lot of, alluding to future nonsense that, one of the kids is doing, and there's a homeless guy on the side of the road. I don't know. But
huh.
Salvation for the world. No idea. Anyways. Nice. Artemis and Bizarro are back. And sweet. That's really exciting.
Huh. I already started imagining a custom action figure with a mohawk and beard. You know, the one facing backwards at the Walgreens.
Yes.
Yeah.
They have Ulsies too.
Do they?
Yep.
Nice.
Or they did. But not at least. But yeah.
That's badass.
Red Hood Outlaw. I wonder if they're going to change the title back to Red Hood and the Outlaws.
And the Outlaws?
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I'd be okay with that.
I think that would be acceptable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ask Scotty Lobdell next time we're chatting.
Next time you have a conversation with him, just slip that one in there, yo.
I know that you're finally done with Flash Forward, which... Let's talk about Happy Death Day 3, and also, can we just move this title back in? Yeah, so that's the end of our reviews for the week.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk about anything else before we move into books for last week? I know I do, but that's why I was asking you guys first, because I have stuff I want to talk about.
We can talk about what our favorite book was last year.
Series last year. What was your favorite series last year, Sudan?
Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Comic
book series, sir.
The Mandalorian.
Don't think no,
honestly, I don't have a favorite one.
Seem to dig that Transformers Ghostbusters crossover.
Yeah, and Power Rangers a lot.
Yeah.
Usually.
Don't. Sorry.
There you have it.
The favorite series last year was Ghostbusters, Transformers, and Power Rangers.
Well, what I was going to say before I got so rudely disinterrupted by the dog. it was just scary. I thought I was going to die. But I was going to say, Justice League was an up-and-down roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Constantly enthralling, and they got rid of Martian Manhunter, which made it easier to read.
Yeah.
Power Rangers was constantly enthralling, and Ghostbusters as well, so. As for series I'm looking forward to coming in the next year.
Yeah.
Probably Mighty Morphin, as they get this necessary evil coming up. Apparently somebody big's coming back on number 50 coming up, so. We'll see.
Who could that possibly be?
I honestly don't know, because Drakkon already came back.
Right.
So I don't know who it really could be. It could be officially him, coming back, going, swish, swish, swish.
Right.
But it could be anybody. I'm also 4 issues behind right now.
Huh.
But it's all good. What about you?
Peachy.
I almost said Paisai.
Paisai? P.
How do you do it, P?
It's a tough call for me for my favorite book last year. I tend to fall back on Daredevil a lot. But you know what? I think I might go Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man. That one came to an end. It was a short run, and the story was actually really good. So, I think that was a good one that I'd recommend being the low issue run and
you being a horny and everything. I really thought you were going to go with Daredevil.
I might go. You know, that's definitely a very close second, because I did very much enjoy the stories.
That is true.
That came out last year.
According to Chip Zdarsky.
Yeah.
A professional in the industry. If you're a Daredevil fan, you are a horny.
And he is indeed the head horny.
Yes. Yeah, that is him. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's. I need to finish that one. I didn't get a chance to get to that one.
It was pretty good. It was a very, very heartwarming story. Super good.
It's only good because they introduced the what's her face is gonna die.
Right. But
what series are you excited for the year?
It's hard to say. I am looking forward to the new Wolverine run. That starts up pretty soon here. I think next month. So we're around the 20th or something like that. I'm not sure. Yeah. Or maybe even earlier in the month. But I know I'm looking forward to that. I jumped into X-Men like
head first.
Yeah, head first, full on, full power or whatever. And
if you could see right next to me in this glass case, I'm sure it's on Peachy's Instagram.
It is.
But there are muties all over this place.
Yeah.
I've added a few since then. I've got a box full upstairs that I need to make room for in there. But yeah, for some reason, I got the mutant bug, and those have been books that I've been looking or enjoying reading, and another one I'm looking for, another set of books I'm looking forward to reading.
Glad it's been a few weeks since we last heard the dog.
You have to bring it up.
I'm just staying. You have to take what you can. Just like yes. But yeah,
he said Wolverine.
Wolverine, okay. With that one coming back, that was fun, and what you're about to talk about, I'm sure, is the
after
reference.
After my books.
That one. Are you dead? Are you alive? I can never tell.
What?
Somebody asked Wolverine that.
Oh, that's right. That does sound familiar.
It was in the War of Realms part.
The Gwenpool.
Yeah, Gwenpool.
To the thing and the stuff. Actually, surprisingly, that is not my favorite series of last year. An honorable mention, which I will say at the end. My favorite series of 2019, there's several ones that it could be, like The Flash, which I technically didn't read all of, but it's still really good. Justice League, like we were just discussing, really, really good series. Lois Lane,
right,
has been very, very good.
Yeah, you just said that earlier.
Yeah, I really liked Lois Lane. I already forgot what I was gonna say was my favorite series, so hold up.
Heroes?
No, I remember now. I stopped on it, that's why. Okay. Heroes in Crisis is also an honorable mention. It made me cry a lot, and then the ending just tore my life apart, so, and then leads into Flash Forward, so. All of that, and my favorite series of last year is actually technically two series. It's Rick and Morty versus Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I thought that might be it, yeah.
It was so good all the way through, and I'm pretty sure we still have one issue out. I'm not sure the last issue, or issue number 4 came out last week. I have not read it yet, but I have enjoyed every single book. Lots of Critical Role references, first of all. Love that. Lots of just D&D nerd stuff. Owlbears, just in general. Just Rick and Morty, loved it. Series that I'm looking forward to this year, technically is already out and started last year, was Far Sector. Because I want to see how far they can go with it. All of DC's Young Animal stuff has been cut short fairly often, so hopefully not for these last couple titles that have been coming out. Like, Collapser is already over after 6 issues.
Wow. Go buy these books so they don't get canceled.
Please?
Right.
Like, Loki? Cancels. Loki ended at 5. And it... there was supposed to be, like, a lot more to happen. Go to your local comic book store and pick these books up. Even if you can't make it to your comic book store, there's digitals, which I don't read, but it's an easy way to access these stories.
When worlds collide here, speaking of honorable mention, in Marauders earlier, Marauders mentioned Rick and Morty.
Yes.
got a pretty cool honorable mention. Funny. Yeah.
But yeah, so all of that. Also an honorable mention for series that I enjoyed last year was Superior Spider-Man.
Good series.
It ended far too short for my taste. It made me really angry how it ended. It kind of just ended.
It did kind of just end, and you know what, I mean, spoiler warning, I'm going to go ahead and just say it, they brought back Dr. Octopus, and this is the Dr. Octopus of ye old time, whatever bad MF-er. Me personally, I love this, just like both Sudan and Ooze, I loved the Superior Spider-Man character. But I knew that it, you know, it would just be a matter of time before, more than likely, before they brought back Doc Ock. And the thing I'm hoping for is, you know, a big face-off. Maybe a big story arc with Pete and Otto over there. And, you know, see something the likes of...
I'm looking for the Otto book. Like, I know you got that one, but I'm not seeing it.
He took a lot of stuff down.
Yeah.
The one like the green, the battle.
Oh, yeah.
The one where he looks like that. I'm like, ooh.
Except not, because he's wearing purple and that.
I don't know where he went. Where it went. Oh, it was taped up over there somewhere or something.
Oh, earlier. Oh.
Yeah. you know, they brought him back, and I'm hoping to see something big and major between, you know, they've always been...
Nemesis,
not quite as big as Green Goblin in Spider-Man, but Doc Ock and Spidey, definitely, you know. It's classic bad guy versus good guy pair-up, and I'm hoping to see something in the likes of that.
We'll see what happens, because... I was not overly impressed with how quickly they just kind of, like, story arced him.
Yeah.
They're just kind of like, hero, villain.
Yeah, it didn't make a whole lot of sense. Villain.
Yeah, it was just so upsetting, and I read it before you guys, and I've just been waiting for, like, at least a month.
We finished it today.
Yeah.
I've read, like, 6 books today to catch up.
Yeah.
I only had the one book. I didn't even know.
Yeah, and oh my god, the art in it was amazing.
Yeah. Over too quick, and it feels like they just ended it abruptly because either it got canceled or, you know, writer got a different job on something or something, you know. And it wasn't an abrupt change that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
The original got 30, but I know that they had this huge plan
for
what Peter Parker was, but then even then that still felt rushed. Yeah. So I feel like they want the superior Spider-Man character, but they also want Ock.
Yeah.
And they had to give us one or the other, and it's just, I'm glad they did it, but still, I could have handled it in another 12 issues.
At least, yeah.
And he was pretty brutal, man. He got in that, that fight there near the end with Norman Osborn from...
I like how he handled spiders, man.
Yeah, that was good, too.
Spiders, man.
Yeah. He was just a pawn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hated the ending, but I dug what happened, and I'm looking forward to see where the character goes from here.
Right, yeah.
For sure.
We'll kill him again.
Probably.
He'll swap bodies with Norman Osborn.
What?
I really been like, make him bad.
Yeah, right? He'd be, like, evil. With, like, several E's.
And he's got the web of spiders.
Yeah.
The web of life.
Yeah. And he did leave a cam in the Spider-Man game universe. The game. Yeah, in...
90216 or something like that.
Yeah, whatever the game universe is.
Game-er-verse.
Yeah.
It says it right there on that.
Might help.
One that I keep collecting, but won't read.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that was just upsetting. So that's like my least favorite ending of last year's books.
Right.
I think. Except for maybe the actual, the Edge of Spider-Verse. Not the Edge of Spider-Verse. What was that one called?
Spider-Geddon.
Spider-Geddon.
Yeah, Spider-Geddon was pretty good.
It was
good.
Kind of just meh.
The story itself was good, pretty good, and there was a lot of build-up for no payoff.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Kraven storyline.
Yeah. There's a lot of characters stemming from that and stories stemming from that, because I know that Gwen's stuff pulled from that, from what she was doing in there for like 2 seconds and back out.
Like all her like initial launch for a new series, which was really good, is just her last series ended like weird.
Right.
And then like she ended Spider-Geddon. Like there was stuff that could have been handled in a final issue of Spider-Geddon that she handled in the first issue. So like you don't really get a whole lot of closure.
Unless you get that,
unless you got when I think there was some in Miles too when they did that.
Right.
It was like because he was quite the leader in that one.
Yeah.
And then we got the rest of it in
Spider-Verse.
Superior.
Yeah. Oh right.
That was the final like little tie there.
Yeah. There was just a lot of tie-ins and not a lot of like reason for that series to happen.
Yeah, for sure. Super banal.
Spectacular Spider-Man ended in because of Spider-Geddon.
Yeah.
Issue 314.
Yeah, but it brought a Spider-Ham, so.
Yeah, which is an ongoing, is it?
And number 2 next week.
Yeah.
That's cool.
For sure.
Yeah, spiders. Last year was full of spiders.
Yeah, it was. It was. A lot of year of the spider. This year's the year of the rat.
Rat-tata.
No, this is, I mean, for real, it is the year of the rat, but like, I do not believe what? Last year was the year of the spider.
No, that's not a Chinese zodiac.
No.
I'm like trying to figure out which superhero has rats.
Last year was the year of the dog.
No, this year, I don't.
This year is the rat.
Yes, here's the rat.
Yeah.
I don't know what last year was.
The only reason why I know that Pokemon Go is doing a rat event.
Gross. Yeah, that's all we have for this episode.
For sure.
What books do you guys have next week? Because we're back on for every week, guys.
Yep, doing it.
I have, hopefully I'll be caught up with Action Comics and Superman, so I'll be able to talk about Action Comics. But what I'll probably be really interested in talking about is that Deadpool one-shot at the end.
Yeah.
That one's going to be interesting. I also have... might give an update on Immortal Hulk, Go-Go Power Rangers, Justice League with Ooze.
Yes, number 39.
Spider-Ham.
I have a lot to read to catch up with that.
Spider-Verse number 4. But the one I think is probably going to win the week. I think I already know it's going to win the week. It's Picard.
Oh, right.
The Star Trek Picard.
Too many books.
Honestly, and I have to say, another honorable mention would have to be Star Trek Discovery.
Yeah, after
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Finish reading.
That was like, thank you for that, Star Trek. And Picard already has delivered. But yeah, that's going to be, I think, probably what I'm going to be being on. But I also might finally talk about Star Wars, too. So.
Right.
What do you got?
There's a cool, amazing Spider-Man facsimile coming out next week. I'm going to be picking up. Definitely not going to read it or talk about it, but it's pretty cool, and I'm going to pick it up. Also, along with the Fallen Angels number 4 second print, because I missed that one in my run. Fallen Angels number 6 is out next week. New Mutants number 6 is out next week. Star Wars number 2 is out next week. X-Force number 6 is out next week. And X-Men number 5 is out next week.
X gonna give it to Peachy.
Yeah, X gonna give it to me. Yeah. To my wallet.
Ooh.
Yeah.
that's the announcements from Pokemon today. Like, my wallet's not even in my pocket, but I can feel the pain.
It's like a thousand wallets cried up, or millions of wallets cried out at once, and then were instantly silenced.
I felt a disturbance in the folds. Folds your mom. Bill folds. Ooze, just quit the podcast. What do you got, Ooze? No, did you give your books?
I did give my books. Okay. You know, weren't you here?
No.
He was thinking about Pokemon.
Oh, right.
My wallet hurting.
My books next week. I have Flash number 87, Stuff's Going Down, Justice League number 39, I'm Super Behind, Deadpool the End, It's the End, and Captain Marvel the End, also the End, and Dollar Comic, which I will not read or look at. I will put it in a bag of
the board end.
And put it away.
Yeah, this week's didn't digitize, or didn't,
No,
scan.
It didn't show up.
Hmm. So it's been really hit or miss.
Oh, I need to scan mine in.
Right on. Nice. Peachy, you got a quote for us?
I do have a quote to close us out tonight. I just gotta say, guys, I'm happy to be stacking the booty, yo! I mean, back in the studio!
Like, what did I miss?
Is that your quote?
That was your quote?
Hey, I didn't think that went through.
Yeah. Anyway, these days we've got the pussy on the chain wax.
It's off the chain wax. Okay. My quote to close us out tonight is, coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is a process. Working together is success.
Nice.
That's Flash's just, daughter is excess.
Excess. Yeah, true that.
Nice. Check out continuing on YouTube, Suit On segment.
Yeah.
Usually Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, but stay tuned. Always going to be on there.
Hell yeah.
What do you do on that channel?
Pokemon.
You do junk. Pokemon? Is that legal?
I do Pokemon junk.
That didn't
he shows
help.
Pokemon junk. He just shows Pokemon junk. That's Pikachu's dick.
Pikachu's pick.
Pikachu's pick.
No, it is a Pokemon-related channel.
And that's Pikachu's dick again, except that's a Ditto.
Ditto.
Nice. Yeah, Suit On segment.
Yes.
On the YouTubes.
We're available on all platforms.
Yeah.
Comic book related.
Good stuff. You get your Pokemon fix, any of you are fans or know or... a Pokemon fan or lover, send him that way because he does some really cool stuff.
Plus, there's a cat.
Yeah, sometimes there's a cat.
There's a cat that shows up. Catsploitation is real.
But follow us on all of our social platforms. We got YouTube, like Sudan said. We got Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You know, Spotify.
Facebook.
I said Facebook.
Tumblr.
We're not on Tumblr.
Sure.
And also, if you don't know where your local comic book store is, go to comicbookstorelocator.com. They also might have releases of what comes out the next week, but I don't know. I don't use it, and this isn't a paid sponsor, so I don't really need to know. Anyways, you guys have a good rest of your time.
Do you feel leaky at night? You have trouble getting to the bathroom?
He's Peachy, and I'm
Peachy. Peachy will get you on the 29th.
Have you listening then? Bye!
Bye!
God, it's always such a mess.
'Cause connect with us on social media, and of course like and subscribe so you don't miss out. Music is brought to you by Kevin MacLeod. Find more of his music by visiting incompetch.com or clicking on the link in the description. If you want to listen to more, find us on anchor.fm or website unstapletogetherpod.wixsite.com, and pretty much anywhere you can find podcasts.